Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 12th. We're back with you here on LA Talk Radio. I'm here with Danny, of course. How can I not be?
Right.
And we're the first time we're on Facebook Live, and I feel like shit being on camera, I got to tell you. You know, people ask me, how come you don't do a video show here? Because we have a video studio, too. But I don't like being watched.
Why?
You know, you feel you're being watched because... I don't know. That's what's cool about radio. You don't have to care
about...
Yeah,
right. You don't have to care what you look like.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, or what you do or anything. You can do things behind the scene, like walk in, walk out, things like this. You know, pick your nose, whatever people like to do.
Well, I've never seen you pick your nose.
Right. Or, no, not me, but, you know. And then there's people on their phones all the time, and it's not that interesting. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say hi to everybody. Hey. And we'll see how it turns out. As you can see, you see also on the radio, they wouldn't see our guest before we introduced him, but we have a guest today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll introduce him in just a few minutes. We're just going to cover a couple of things. The big news, of course, Stormy Daniels is offering to return a $130,000 payment to Donald Trump's lawyer so she can talk about the affair with him.
So you're telling me she hasn't spent a penny of that money?
She probably has, but she probably has more money, you know. And this is probably, she figures how much, imagine
she probably
how
can
much
get
money.
Triple that.
Yeah, imagine how much she's going to make just now from this newfound infamy or whatever
right.
you want to call it.
Because every talk show will pay her to show up.
Right.
Especially the first person. We'll pay you the most.
Well, I don't know if they'll pay her. I mean, she's going on 60 Minutes. They don't pay for interviews.
I would never
But
then.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't need to be paid for that interview. But everything after this, I mean, she's going to be like a household name pretty much.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's
going to
be...
She's going to bring down the president. She's trying to at any rate.
I think she's going to do her 60-minute interview and then people are going to completely forget about who she
is. I don't think so, man. And so many people are trying to bring him down. It's not even funny.
Yeah, but people are saying that he can't get impeached for having a relationship with a porn star because it was before he was president.
Right. It's not about impeaching him, but, you know, I mean, causing as much damage as possible.
I mean,
like they did with Bill Clinton and stuff. So,
well, he did it while he was president.
While he was president, exactly.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah. Like Trump is saying, he didn't have sexual relationships with her. So we'll see.
I hate when people say that, sexual relationships.
Yeah. Well, what else?
Sexual relations.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is that her real name is Stephanie Clifford, not Stormy Daniels, but Stephanie Clifford. And I guess this all started like before the election or something that they paid her off, whatever. You know, so it's all going to come out. But
yeah,
you know,
he must
we'll
have had
see.
A full-blown relationship with her then.
I don't know what he had, you know, but we'll see. Our guest, I know you want to talk, but we'll bring you in just a minute. He's very eager because he's a radio host too, and he's got to let out all that energy. And so we'll get to that in just a moment. I just wanted to ask you, how was your weekend? Did you do anything?
Friday, no. Saturday, no. Sunday, had my audition for that new reality. Well, not a new reality show, but a new. It would be new for me.
So. Oh, okay. And how did it go?
I mean, I'm always confident when I do stuff like that because it's like it's me. Like,
right.
You guys should at least bring me to the next round, obviously.
Right.
But I actually was in a. They broke us up into groups of five, and I was in a group of all men. I was the only woman.
Really?
Yeah. And me and the guy next to me like got into it pretty badly.
Wow.
Yeah, he was so rude.
Really?
Yeah, he was so rude.
Wow.
I was
so
like,
tell me a little bit. I mean, I want to hear. I'm just like distracted because I want to see. There we are in the video. So
well, don't watch us,
no,
Sam.
No, I wanted just to see if it's plain because I'm doing it all myself. I don't have the engineer to do it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share it to my page just so...
People can tune in, too, on your
page? No, I can't do it right now because it's confusing.
Live. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's live and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you should do it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
will for sure.
Whatever. But we can share it afterwards, too. That's a cool thing. It stays on Facebook for a while.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. Is it like 24 hours or is it forever?
No, it stays until people lose interest in it. pretty much.
What?
No, I mean, it stays on your page.
Yeah.
But as far as on the feeds, it shows up for a while, and then you realize nobody likes it
anymore.
Yeah,
but it stays on your page indefinitely.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so people will get to see what it's like for us to do the radio show and everything, how cool it is here.
And they'll get used to my pink hat.
Yeah, no, you got to take that off soon.
Not today.
No, not today. But well, I mean, I'll look
I'll look cute tomorrow.
People will want to see you. That's the whole point.
I'm cute like 3 out of the 5 days a week.
You're always cute, but that's not the point. You're covering yourself with a hat.
I know.
All right, so there you go.
Ugh, I hate you so much.
But why would you like put on your hat today? I don't see. I mean, you look as beautiful as ever.
No, I don't, Sam.
No? Okay, well, why are you fixing what I'm trying to say?
What are you talking about?
Well, don't correct what I'm saying.
I didn't say anything.
No, you did.
What did I say? No?
No. What did you say?
I literally don't think I said anything. I'm like, what is he talking?
All right.
About?
Well, you said I hate you. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But in a loving, I love you.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But still, that's my opinion.
I'll look cute tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't like hats, period. What can I tell
you? I love hats.
They hide faces. It's
yeah,
cool.
Sometimes I wear them to the club when I'm not trying to be seen.
Yeah. Did you go out to...
I didn't go out all this weekend, no.
But tell me something, the show, do you think you have any good prospects?
Like the show I tried out for?
Yeah.
If I don't hear from the casting by 6 p.m. today, I didn't make the next round.
I see, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people were there that you had to compete with?
358.
Are you shitting me?
And that's just one city around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just 358 from Los Angeles.
It's a pretty big deal, though, when you're selected for the show because you compete with so many.
So many, yeah. But you know what's weird is they broke us up into groups of five, and that's who you're auditioning with because they have to like see if you stand out in a group of people. And they took our group picture, and then about 45 minutes later, because the line was so long, I was there for 4 hours. So she came back and was like, hey, we need your individual picture. And they took my picture on my own.
Really?
And at the end, the guy was like, hey, like, people are really talking about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hopefully they call me back tomorrow then, because I'm ready to get back on TV. Plus, the prize of the show is like a decent amount of money. I could use some money.
So are you auditioning in a lot of different shows? Or
no, this is my first casting for a reality show since I was 22.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, start doing it again. Maybe you'll...
I never hear of them.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first one where I actually got an email and I was like, oh, I'll go.
Do you know where they put out the ads for all these... yeah.
Maybe LA Casting or something.
Yeah, the first step for it is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have all kinds of like...
So will you pray that I get called?
Sure.
Speak it into existence for me.
Yeah, I don't believe much in prayer, but I will if you want me to.
Please, and thank you.
No, prayer helps the person. It doesn't really create any miracles for you. But
I know, right? Because what's already decided is decided.
No,
feel,
I don't think so. But actually, there's a view that says whatever's decided is decided, but the choice is available to you too.
Right, because you can change what's decided.
Right, you can choose whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
written. I meant to tell you, last night I watched that episode of Black Mirror you were talking about.
Oh.
I hated it so much.
The first one?
No, the one where they were rating people.
Oh, with the rating people. Didn't you hate it?
I hated every second of that episode.
I know, because it's so real, right?
It's real and it was really frustrating. Just like from beginning to end, I hated her.
Right.
I was like, you're such a lame.
Oh, you hated her.
Yeah.
The character.
Because she wanted to be liked so bad.
Right. But you know what? I know somebody like that.
That's not like me. No, it's not.
You don't want to be like that, but
no, No.
All you do is you do things on your... not all you do, okay?
No.
But you do a lot of social media stuff.
Mm-hmm. But that's part of who I am. It's not because I'm like looking for anyone's
approval.
That's
okay. And who you are is you want to be loved.
No.
No?
I just like to put my shit out there.
Why?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because
people have been following my story since I was 22.
Yeah.
They're already in my business.
That's true, right?
Yeah. But I don't care if they like me or hate me.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was quiet.
Did you end up going away? No, right?
No, I did not go away because it rained.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, so it was... I don't think it was horrible. I loved it, but it's not really weather to travel anywhere.
No.
So, because I was thinking of, you know, going out of town or something, but where are you going to go
with
rain?
Right, with rain. And
everything nearby was raining.
It was raining really hard on Saturday, too.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa, what is this?
I loved it. We need it so bad, man.
Yeah.
We really do, yeah.
I went to bed so early on Friday and Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah, like no later than 10:30.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
I went
bad.
To bed early last night and I'm tired today.
Yeah, because you had to catch up on all week, a week's worth of no sleep last
week.
Yeah,
I didn't
for
sleep
you.
At all last week.
Yeah,
no.
So you had to catch up, mm-hmm. which is cool. I
and we
too.
Lost an hour.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll lose that hour any day if I know I'm getting another hour of light.
Me
in
too.
Evening, right?
Same, I agree.
I like long days.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't like the night as much as I like the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, okay, so we talked about the most important thing in the news. I mean, this is like big deal now with Stormy Daniels. But we're going to bring in our guest right now who's sitting here politely, but just about jumping off his chair because he's got things to say. We're joined by Randy Gordon. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, I can just say that prayer doesn't work. Because I prayed 15 minutes ago that I could start talking.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. You had to wait 10 minutes. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Thank you.
Of course. So, and you and I only met last week.
That's right.
Recently.
Yeah.
You joined our station. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So you have a new radio show. It's on Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights at 6, the 30-minute cocktail hour, which I told Danny, which is not 30 minutes or is an hour.
Right, so exactly. Yeah, the 30-minute cocktail
hour. He was
going to
bring mimosas this morning.
I was.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Well, then
bring in drinks and
we'll invite you again with the mimosas. But yeah, one thing I didn't notice to his maiden show, he did bring whiskey with him.
Yeah, I had the Jameson Castmate IPA, which was really good.
Isn't
really?
IPA a beer?
Yeah, so they take the Jameson and they, after they make it, they age it in IPA barrels.
Oh.
So Irish pale ale barrels.
Right.
So the other Castmate, which is in stout barrels.
Okay.
So this one was, I don't know if you like Jameson or not.
No.
Oh. But this one, if you like Jameson, is even smoother.
Mm.
It's got little floral hints to it. It was really nice.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good, yeah.
So good for you. So you like to enjoy your time drinking good drinks.
Yeah, but I got to be careful, though.
Why is that?
Well, because if you drink a little too much, you know, then you lose your train of thought.
Yeah, if you lose yourself on the air, man, that's bad.
I think it's entertaining when people lose themselves.
Well,
it would
be fine if it was entertaining if I lost myself, but I listened to the first show again, and I don't know if I was on lithium or what was going on.
Really?
Yeah, the energy just...
Oh, it died. It died down?
It wasn't there, and...
I think it depends what you're drinking, too.
And I think it was the first show... You know, you're drinking and by myself because I used to have a partner 5 years ago.
Right.
So it's a little different. You know, it's easier to talk off of each other.
Right.
Like
it is.
So when you're by yourself, you're like, you got to have a lot of talking points and know where you're going to go and kind of almost like a stand up routine. You kind of have to know where you're going.
Right.
Absolutely. And do you do stand up and
I
stuff?
Do. I haven't done it in a while, but yeah.
Right. So it's not new to you, this stuff.
No.
Wow.
Well, radio's not new to me. Either.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And this is more like radio than doing the podcast before because we used to do it in an apartment.
Right.
You know, with the microphones.
And was it live?
No. So
it wasn't live either.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing, too, is that at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays, it's live, and you can call in if you want, and that's...
Right, exactly, but...
Nobody did, but...
But I got to tell you, well, you know, you got to establish yourself a little bit so people know you're here.
Exactly.
And that's that's where the Facebook Live will come in, and where you put people... You put yourself right there where all the action is. That's where the people are. You know?
Oh, yeah. I've got this show is not hard to find. It's everywhere. SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, a podcast player on Android, on the website, 30MCH. You can
good
find
for
it
you.
Yeah,
so good for you. So you're everywhere.
Everywhere. Now
so, but I got to tell you, you know, doing the show alone, I always... admire people that can do that because I could never do that.
It's what do you talk about for a full hour by yourself?
Well, you can find something to talk about, but some people are not comfortable talking when they're alone in the room.
Right.
It's like talking to yourself. So you have to imagine the listeners there.
Yes.
But that's still, it's very courageous what you do.
Some of the talk radio people, it's not as difficult because if they have an established audience, they're taking phone calls. If they need to, they can take a phone call.
Right.
And bounce off what the person's saying. And sometimes they'll have a weather person or a traffic person. So they're not always, per se, alone doing it. But I think people that do podcasts by themselves, if they don't edit it, they're just, you know,
rambling.
There's a few million
podcasts out there.
Oh yeah,
most of them are just
like
garbage. People sit at home and just you know,
there's people that have made like a really strong fan base on podcasts just talking
for a full hour about
shows.
Yeah.
Oh, about TV shows
like
in general?
TV shows just for a full hour. I'm like, what? There's like, I forget the guy's name, but he makes like, I think $27,000 a month just from his podcast.
And because they do, they'll do a YouTube channel, which I have a YouTube channel, which I haven't got up yet. But yeah, they'll do the podcast and they'll do like a Facebook Live and they'll put that on YouTube.
Right.
And so that's how they're monetizing their podcast.
That, I should do movie reviews on YouTube. I really should.
You know what you should do is, speaking of money, is have you heard of Patreon?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't know what that is?
No, I've never
heard
of it.
So Patreon is pretty cool because Patreon is, so somebody like yourself would go on Patreon and you would have Patreon, whatever you want your name to be. And then your fans can pretty much finance your career.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it's for. So if you're a musician or something like that.
So it's like basically like a GoFundMe then.
But it's continuous GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So what happens is you'd have like, some people would just give you like $5 a month.
Right.
And some people would give you $25 a month.
Oh, and it's like automatically withdrawn or something?
It's automatically there. Like every, if they decide to give you like $100 a month, but you also have to give them like things for that. You know, like
what do you mean? Like special
content content and stuff like that. Yeah, now, there's Patreon and there's prostitution. Those are two different things. But yeah, so then they'll like you give them like for the $25 a month, you'd say like every month or so, I'll send you out a special thing or
like a signed autograph or some shit.
Yeah, some stuff like that. Like, or if it's all your like you do a special content just for Patreon members, and they can go on your page and unlock the one-on-one confessional thing or whatever you want to do, but it's special for them that they're getting special content for helping you, you know, do your career.
Cool.
Yeah, that, you see that now, that's cool, and that shows you what, you know, progress. It helps people, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted to go back to, oh, by the way, if you're listening on the radio, on your phone, whatever, and go over to Facebook, to our page, to LA Talk Radio, and you'll see that we have a live feed, a Facebook live feed from the show right now, live. So you can see what it looks like, and you can comment and everything, so it'll be cool. And if you don't want to watch right now, if you're in the car, whatever, you can go there later and check it out. And now people will get to see what our guests look like.
Please don't watch in the car.
Yeah,
please don't.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver. It's bad enough.
You see, that's why I love radio and more like audio than video.
Because you can just listen.
You can listen and do other things, you know?
Like while you're cleaning the house or...
Right.
People have really gotten into listening to podcasts and stuff while they're doing stuff.
Right.
It never used to be that big.
Yeah, I used to have friends that do that when they drive to work.
And, and you know, I like to believe I was one of the pioneers. When I started this... The word podcast didn't even exist.
Right.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And
so you started this as a radio station.
It's a radio station, an internet radio station, and it still is.
Right.
They just know people call it podcast. I'm like, fine, call it whatever you want. Just come and do a show here.
Right.
And people are, you know, so it's really cool. You
get, I found it. I was looking for a podcast studio to do the show, and I saw this one, and I'm like, this is
right. It's the shit.
Man. Yeah, it is the shit. Actually, I'm telling you, out of all the places, and a lot of places are defunct. They're gone.
Right. But they started after us. Yeah. So what I'm saying is we've lasted the 10 years. Yeah, go ahead. I like to hear that a lot of people are defunct.
No, I think that, it kind of stands out. I mean, the place stands out because of the equipment and there's professionalism and, you know, the price is right and all that kind of stuff. So it's compared to everything else. And not a lot of places give the opportunity to do a live show with call-in opportunities.
Right.
Which is kind of nice.
Right, right.
And you still have your podcast at the end that you can do with what you want. Like I have it on my page.
Exactly, you know. But I mean, it's when you do it live, it's an event, you know. It's not like you just do it there and you realize nobody's listening. And you'll never know if anybody's listening.
Well, that's what I was saying before. You have to kind of prepare because otherwise you can't edit it.
Right, exactly.
There's no editing. So.
But that's what people love, you know. It's like open format, no editing. That's what radio is about, you know. So I'm really glad you joined us, Randy.
It's great to be here in the morning, everybody.
Yeah,
good
right?
Good morning. That's my radio voice. Hey, it's 5:25, 35 minutes in front of 6 o'clock on the Withers Hour.
That's good. I love that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's my radio voice.
Yeah. So how long ago did you start doing radio?
Right out of high school-ish, 89.
Wow. So you've been doing this
for a while.
That
was like a year after I was born.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me how old I am. Yeah, I was in rock radio. I was in the number one station in town. And
but you weren't doing much talking on music station,
well,
right?
No, not really. You're plugging like, hey, we'll be down at Johnny's Bar Tuesday, passing out CDs. Come on down. Win yourself.
And hopefully you enjoy the music you play. And that's about it, right?
Yeah. I got in trouble a couple times, though. I got in trouble. Yeah? Well, because this is the time. Well, for one thing, Metallica had just come out with the Black Album, which has Enter Sandman and all those songs. I don't know if you're Metallica.
That shit makes me want to kill
somebody. She knows The Weeknd.
Yeah. Well, it was right.
Hey, you know who The Weeknd is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm impressed.
I know The Weeknd is. It's Friday, Saturday. Yeah. I know all those guys.
Metallica, not so much. Makes me want to like steal a bike.
I was over at one point. I was overnights, so it was like Saturday into Sunday. And
how many hours?
Well, Saturdays it was midnight till 8 in the morning, but we had.
Whoa.
I wasn't on the air. I was on the air till 6, and then there's legal things you have to do, like you have to give community access, and so there's programs that I would have to play at 8 o'clock, but I fell asleep. So I put this thing on, the program I was supposed to play, and I fell asleep in the jock lounge. I was just laying on this couch, and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, and so the guy who comes in to do the 1060s is what they called it, because it was like 60s music, and 106 was our radio
station. Right.
He comes and wakes me up. He's like, because it was a record called On Track, and it was like this Christian rock thing, and mm-hmm. The needle is hitting the paper for like 15 minutes.
Wow.
And the people are calling the police,
yeah,
saying there's something wrong. The same record's been playing over. So not only does Johnny wake up and wakes me up, and he's pissed, and then I go out to the parking lot to go home, and there's two cops outside.
Whoa.
I also had a bomb threat when I was on the air once.
Really?
So it was overnight again. It's like 2 in the morning. And I answer the phone. I'm like, hello, Rock 106. And they're like, yeah, there's a bomb set to go off. I'm like, Whoa. Hold on. You don't just say that. And I kept him on the line for a second going, okay, where and at what time? And he's like, 15 minutes. Like, and I could kind of tell it was
a lie.
But I had to call the cops.
Right.
So the cops come. I have to put on a big, long record as I'm talking to the cops. And then I'm outside because there's a bomb. I want to be outside. I'm not going to be on the air.
Right.
Go down in infamy as a DJ that got blown up. And so the cops... And our problem with our radio station, it wasn't so corporate. It was smaller. It was like WKRP, if you ever remember that show.
Of course.
But, so there's a bunch of crap sitting around the office.
Right. And I don't know the WKRP stood for crap. W-crap. Nobody ever figured it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it, right?
But the cops said, well... You need to go in and see if there's anything out of place. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's out of place.
First of all, that's not normal for a cop to say that.
I know.
Yeah.
That's very not normal.
Well, nothing ever happened, but yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
He should probably lose his job. Well, hey, why don't you go in there and see if any boxes are moved around? Don't touch anything.
And the ultimate, though, I had sex on the air.
Oh. You had sex on the air. Wow.
Yeah, but not, like, I didn't open up the mic.
Right. No, so you just like while you were doing the show.
So if you had sex on the air, did people hear you having sex on the air?
So here's the funny story.
I would
about
be pissed
but he said
if
the
I
microphone was off.
Well, no, so I turned the microphone off. So the girl came over and so the microphone's off and I'm playing, you know, records and stuff. But I would get up and I'd be like, rock and roll sex home, rock and roll, blah, 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 and then go to the next song. So in about I don't know, half hour or so into it, there's a yellow because it's radio, so you can't have the phone ringing. So there's a white light bulb that'll flash if it's the listener line. A yellow light bulb will flash if it's somebody who works at the radio station.
I see.
So the yellow one was flashing. I'm like, oh shit, because it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Who are maybe it's
well, who's here? Yeah.
Yeah. So I answered the phone to my friend Joe who worked at the station. He goes, how long has the girl been there? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, dude, you're playing the longest songs in the history of rock and roll, and you're out of breath.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very cool. So you got some nice memories.
I feel like every girl at one point has like tried to sleep or has slept with a DJ.
Yeah.
Just like, whoa.
Now, what kind of DJ though? See, because DJ has changed over the years. When I was in radio, that was a DJ.
Now DJs are clubs.
Now DJs are like,
right.
You know, yeah, no, DJs at clubs are like girls like.
Yeah, now it's like radio personalities, but they really don't say anything when they're just.
Well,
like
and I have a friend who does that.
Right.
I have a friend who does that and he gets mad at me because I say, oh, so did you press play last night on your MP3?
Right. What kind of a job is that?
You don't have that much time to talk.
And
right?
Nobody listens to the shit anymore anyway because everybody's got their own playlist on Spotify and Apple. Well,
I think Pandora.
They all do like iTunes, remixes and stuff now of songs.
Right.
Even on write songs, I guess. Now.
Even on satellite radio where they have the host, I'm like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't give a about what you're
right.
saying. Like
but
when they start
know.
Talking in between songs, I'm like, why are you talking?
Right. But you know what? It's all pre-recorded, so it doesn't matter anyway. It's not like he's sitting there spinning the record waiting for to make the announcement, of course. And then they just
sometimes radio has changed and especially in that sense. If it's
so they like record it like the day before and then just press play.
It's automated. Think about it. If
it's all on a hard drive.
When we're not here, I have like a playlist that plays replays and stuff like that, right? I can put whatever I want in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It seems so real that
I
want to
say about 10 years ago, even like 10 years ago, I went back to where I was doing radio and it was a different station. They had moved, but I had the same people, different building. But I walked in and I went and I looked at the studio because I was listening and I walked by the studio and it's completely empty.
Wow.
There's nobody in there because it's just.
Yeah.
Somebody recorded their show and it's all automated.
It's all automated.
There's somebody
and
there to catch
it. It's been like that
for
40 years already. It's
nothing
new.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah, nothing new.
I like being in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Randy, a little bit about you. Are you from Chicago? I see a Chicago Bears t-shirt.
Well, I'm from downstate. I'm from Peoria.
Oh, I
which
see.
Is the home
okay,
of Richard Pryor.
But
no
it is
idea.
Illinois
where
still,
is that?
Right?
Peoria is 3 hours from St. Louis, 3 hours from Chicago. It's right smack dab in the middle of the state.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay. I lived in Chicago. I lived in kind of like downtownish and then the north side by Ridley.
But,
where
did you, so, but you did Went grow up in
City.
Peoria?
Yeah, that's where I grew up, yeah.
Oh, that's where you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town outside of Peoria.
Really?
Chicago's a state, isn't it?
No, Chicago's
a city in
Chicago's
Illinois.
Chicago's a city in Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois is a city.
Wake up.
Wait, didn't you just earlier say I want to use my brain instead of my beauty? I could have swore you said
right,
that.
Let her slide with this one, okay? She doesn't, you know.
It's like the reality.
Could rip you a new a-hole right now.
But do you remember Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson when she was eating chicken of the sea tuna? And she goes, so is this chicken or is this tuna?
Right, chicken of the sea tuna.
It was
I mean,
tuna,
that's a pretty valid question, though.
Considering it says
But it
tuna.
Says tuna.
Yeah, but it also says chicken.
Well, yeah, that's true. Chicken of the sea.
Yeah, well, you know what? I give her a pass on that.
Okay that's we'll true. You that. See? Yeah. When you look at it from a different perspective, it makes sense. Sure.
No, but you're, not the, but you're not the only one who's ever... So I'm going to give you some credit, because you're not the only one who's ever said that.
Yeah, because like, I'm thinking about what you guys are talking about. I'm
no,
like, isn't Chicago a goddamn state?
No,
what are they talking about?
No, you're
about?
Not the only one who's ever said... And it's a little frustrating sometimes with people. Or the people will say Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, but they'll
Illinois.
Yeah, they'll put the S.
The reason he said that, Sam, is because when I went to my audition yesterday, they were like, why would you be a good guest house or house guest?
House guest, right.
And I was like, oh, what's wrong with me today?
I'm
like,
not
even awake.
House.
And I was like, oh, people have been using me for my looks my whole life, but they don't know that I'm smart too. So let me go in here, use my looks and my brains to win the money.
Right.
And I just said that stupid comment. So
that's okay. Look, we all have brain farts sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's early, okay? I haven't even had coffee today.
That's the thing. You're smart when you decided to do your morning show at 10 o'clock, because I did do morning shows briefly, but I did the 6 o'clock, 5:30
in
the morning.
It's very early.
Yeah, you got to be up at 3:30 in the morning, especially when you go to bed at 1 when you're 20.
Yeah.
That's hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how people could ever do that. I remember in the beginning I did the show from 9 to 11, and we were downtown. I would have to drive out at 7 in the morning to get there in the stop-and-go traffic.
Downtown
I would fall asleep driving. And so the thing is, I love the morning, but nothing too early.
Right.
You know, 8 o'clock, I'm out of bed, then I can talk, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you get your cup of coffee, get a little tea, and then you can go.
And how many people are up, you know? I mean, only like the truckers and the really early risers.
It's the commuters going to work. Right. In that traffic you were sitting in, yeah.
Yeah, right, no, exactly. It's true. I feel like a lot of people are up early.
Right.
Yeah.
But today it's like you don't capture people in their cars like that anymore, you know.
No.
There's terrestrial local radio is really declined.
Yeah, with XM and Sirius and all those kind of things.
Right.
And
podcasts.
I just plug
this.
My phone in I and mean, listen.
Well, that's what most people do. People that are in your kind of age bracket, I would say their biggest thing is the phone. Like, can I Bluetooth my phone?
Right, then
car.
I do that.
And then they'll subscribe to the podcast,
right.
And it's automatically added, so they'll just start, you know, tuning in, playing, and listening
Right.
Yeah, and we have an app. People can listen to it on live, all our shows and stuff, so that's cool. And, so, you see, the thing is, radio doesn't compete with just radio anymore.
No.
And not even with television. You're competing with everything that takes up
a
television
doesn't
time.
Even
right.
You know?
Television doesn't even compete with television anymore. Television
right.
is competing
with
all
Netflix
kinds of things.
And
yeah.
Exactly. So everybody's competing for the attention of the people, and the attention span is really, really short. You know, so
my attention span's pretty like
no, okay, well what no, that's not what I meant actually. What I meant is people don't have enough time to enjoy
so they have
things.
To be very selective
yeah.
selective
in what you do you know
well the DVR helps in that regard because then they can
do
the
then
binging.
You can go back and then you can fast forward through
yeah,
the commercials
and you can
binge
the
on demand
and stuff like that
and that's why podcasts are popular because they are on demand
yeah but the landscape and as an actor the landscape has changed tremendously well once we merged our unions SAG and AFTRA then you just doubled your workforce. The people auditioning, like you went to the thing for 500, you know, people. That if that was say like a commercial audition,
it would be narrowed down because of SAG, right?
Well, yeah, but for SAG, it would have been if it's a SAG commercial at the time, then you would have been competing maybe against 100 people for a commercial, a national commercial or something. Now it's SAG AFTRA, now it's like 200 people, and even with all the Netflix and everything else, you still have the problem is the people that were always guest stars. On TV that you see these faces all the time, you just don't know their names.
Right.
You know, those people are competing even harder, too, to get because they have families. They're trying to support, you know, they're trying to be the days of the working class actor are sort of gone. You have to do things like the podcast. You have to diversify yourself anymore to be out there in the landscape. You got to do all these realities and some other things and just to keep your name recognition.
Right. No, it's true.
You
got
to build your own brand. That's what
that's
it comes
exactly
down
right,
to, you
yeah.
know, in this day and age because nobody's going to do it for you.
No.
You know, and you don't want to build somebody else's brand.
That's why she's tweeting all the time.
Yeah.
I don't tweet that much.
Oh.
Did you share our video from Facebook?
No.
Why?
I have it like
go to Facebook and go to LA Talk Radio.
I don't think you can Instagram a Facebook video.
What about Snapchat? You got Snapchat going on too?
No, but listen,
Snapchat's
at least
like a 15-second
video. Please share it to your page.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, Sam. Let me.
All right, so just go to LA Talk Radio. I don't know if you follow.
I don't
us
have
yet.
Wait,
she doesn't even follow you on the show, and she wouldn't even follow you.
I tell Sam all the time.
LA
I don't
Talk
use,
Radio.
I don't she use.
But you had
Facebook.
Something on Facebook this weekend, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, there was something there.
I never use Facebook.
Maybe from Instagram it came back to Facebook or
something? So is Facebook, that's interesting. Is Facebook, you think, to the up and coming generations?
So
is it being phased out?
I don't think so.
Facebook is now people that like 35 and up. Like those
no,
are
but that's what they
Facebook.
Say, okay? Yeah. But the thing is that there's still a lot of young people on Facebook because it gives you different things.
But I don't
you
think
know?
It's as much as it used to be.
No,
where everybody was on
people,
I think now
right.
it's all
but
Instagram
look,
and Snapchat.
Right,
and
but Facebook
Twitter.
Is still in the billions and Instagram is not even 1 billion yet. And besides, Facebook owns Instagram, so what does it matter anyway, right?
Right.
They own everything.
Yeah, they brought
it's all
stories.
Owned by Google.
Yeah.
I liked it better when I did share.
Awesome.
I liked it better when Twitter owned Instagram.
Was it
like run completely different now. Instagram they like try to change the algorithm like every week. I'm like no.
Well, and there's a big conspiracy about Twitter and some of these, especially Twitter, with being sort of suppressing
right.
thoughts.
Uh huh.
Especially
yes.
like conservative thoughts.
Exactly.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't get
well,
it.
Well, the way they
like they're biased toward the left.
Yeah,
more.
So they'll try to pick like out keywords In people's posts, and they sort of suppress them for the, for your views, like your impressions. Like, so you, I won't get as many if I post something that's favorable, let's say to Trump or something. They'll try to minimize that, the impressions that it gets to people. Unless so it's supposedly that's the argument.
That's on Twitter. That's
well,
Instagram.
And also Google. Also Google will, will suppress your
both
search
of them
results.
Have been, under
so if you, you type in something like "Make America Great Again" or something, Google will give you anti-Trump stuff first.
And
or
that's because employees do
first.
That, you know. Yeah. So you never know if it's by.
I don't
by,
know if it's true or not. But.
Yeah, I don't know if it's based on a group decision or if it's one person thing. You know,
it's probably a group decision in an atmosphere like that.
But
well,
I mean,
it comes
but
from
that
Jeff
would be
Bezos.
Consciously. But that would be isn't consciously. Jeff Bezos is with Amazon.
Oh, that's Amazon. Who's the guy that owns, who's running
Twitter?
Google? No, Google isn't running.
Oh, that's well, that's the two guys, but.
No, but somebody took it over.
The CEO, right?
Yeah, the CEO.
I don't know
is,
who the CEO of Google is. Wow, that's interesting, right?
I don't know any of
let's
that stuff.
Let's put this up and see because we can't.
Is my lip fat right here?
If you
a little
is
bit.
Your lip
is
fat?
It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You
Sundar.
Punch yourself in the face.
No,
Sundar
hurts,
Pichai
though.
Is his name.
Oh,
okay?
That's. I thought there was
an Indian American, but yeah, Sundar is his first name, and he's been CEO since 2015. But no, I mean Google has been caught to be a little biased. Yeah. I don't know if a little
so
or a lot.
Twitter supposedly,
right.
And YouTube as well.
Right.
And YouTube will. The complaint is that they'll demonetize you.
Oh yeah, no. There's so yeah. Sometimes when I post a video, they won't even let me monetize it.
Yeah, it depends if there's copyright. They say they'll call it copyright infringements, but if somebody posts
or I will say not acceptable to all viewers, and I'm like, what the hell?
Well, then you have to set your stuff to the mature because I don't know if you're showing side boob or something, but maybe that's what they're
probably showing side boob, and I swear a lot. So
oh well, see, then you have to put it up to like 18 plus because I think they're. All viewers would be children watching YouTube. They don't.
I don't know how to do that.
Children
actually.
Listen to your potty mouth over there.
Yeah,
they've been listening to my potty mouth my whole life, though. I feel like swears
are
not a bad word.
No,
yeah, like
no.
Is how is the F word still a bad word?
It's
like,
not.
Well, it's a great word because it's an adjective, it's a verb, it's a noun.
Exactly, it's everything.
You guys, my lip feels like it's
and
blowing up.
Really?
Yeah.
From what?
You get stung
no
by
idea.
A bee or something? Allergic?
What
or?
Does it look like?
It looks fine.
It looks like normal maybe. On both sides.
No,
it looks fine,
normal.
But maybe it's just, what, is it burning or something to you?
It's
for
like,
you?
Like almost
it's
itchy.
Swollen? Really?
Yeah.
Well, stop touching
I don't know.
It.
What
that's
are
probably
you
part
drinking
of the
from? The bottle?
Yeah.
Maybe it's from the bottle or something. Who knows?
Maybe I have an STD.
An STD? I don't think so.
Well, yeah.
I'm a hypochondriac.
Are you? If like you start getting a scab up there.
Don't start with that.
Super hypochondriac. Like, I'll start psyching myself out. Like, oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that, that all of a sudden, they'll drink out of that bottle. And they're like, oh, my God, I think I have chlamydia. Like, where do you get that from? I've heard that you can get that from drinking out of a bottle from a 7-Eleven. It's like, no, you can't get that.
For those of you just joining us, we're joined today by Randy Gordon. A new friend, a new host here on the station, and a fun person.
6 o'clock.
When,
Tuesday.
So you grew up in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. When did you move to L.A.?
20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So this has been home for a long time.
Oh, the Valley has been home.
Oh, really?
For a long time. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I love the Valley. You know, and people crap on it all the time.
Yeah, they do.
You know, these snotty Hollywood. Fuckers.
Yeah.
You know, listen, the Valley is a beautiful place. For one thing, I can park when I drive somewhere. Okay?
Exactly.
So
right.
And I don't have to pay somebody $20 to do it.
Right.
And you can get to every freeway, easy access to everywhere you want to go.
Right. And we're in the Valley. We're looking outside, and it's beautiful.
It
here.
Is good.
And
all the sun's out
and then
now.
You're
can see all the little Southwest.
And then you're in Hollywood, and everything's congested, and. You know, one house inside the other.
Well, that's the first place I lived. When I first moved here, I lived over by pretty much La Brea and Sunset.
Right.
And this was 20 years ago, so, you know, had a couple hookers by the Denny's over there.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't the greatest place to live, and I hated it. And the other thing was the traffic from all these people going up on Saturdays and Sundays up to Runyon, because I lived on the street that you'd drive up to park.
I live right next to, I live like 5 minutes away from Runyon now.
Yeah.
So you live over in that area then?
I live in West Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I just hated it. I moved over here because a friend of mine told me, he's like, you got to live where the action is. I'm like, no, you don't. If you're an actor, And if anybody who wants to come here, who's not from LA listening, who wants to come here to be an actor, don't listen to people that say you got to live in Hollywood. You don't.
You can live in Burbank.
Most actors live in the Valley.
Yeah.
Unless you're a celebrity, then you probably live in
Burbank.
A lot of people live in the Valley because it's cheaper and less congested. And
school districts are nicer. Yeah,
exactly. If you have a family, it's much better.
And you can, you know, most auditions are all over the place, and casting places close and open. I mean, the buildings where they hold all the casting, I mean, the casting people pretty much stay the same, but those buildings will close and open all the time, so
that's
you never
true.
Know who's where
yeah.
you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you, so do you still find acting jobs and things?
It's been a little slow. Uh-huh. I did take a year or so off last year, but yeah, it's not. I find that it's not the same. Of course, I'm not pursuing it as hard, I should say. So that's probably part of my issue. I mean, I have management, but yeah, it's. It's really funny because I feel like I'm better in the room with producers too than I do when I just go in there and audition to the casting people. Because the things that I've booked, usually the producer's in the room, and I'll book it. But so and right. I used to do a lot more commercial stuff. But
yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a family? You married? Kids? Anything?
No,
like that?
Not married or kid. That's the one thing about LA that's kind of difficult.
Dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird place to date.
Mm-hmm.
Because people come out here and if you don't know somebody already or if you don't meet them instantly when you move out here, you know, within an acting class, especially if you're doing acting or something like that, it's not traditional, or yeah. at a job you work at, then it's kind of hard because of your lifestyle mm-hmm. and what you're doing. And LA is just not conducive. Because I think if you're outside of LA in, I would say, but the acting has something to do with it. It depends on what your career is.
Right.
If you're living in L.A. and you're doing a 9-to-5 job, then it's probably a little bit easier because you're going to meet people as you go. I always said you're going to meet, you know, the person you're going to marry either at work, school, or through a friend.
Yes.
Right.
That's usually how. But nowadays, it's eHarmony and Match, and I have two friends that got married
apps.
From Match.
Yeah, yeah. And all the apps on the phone and everything, but you're not interested in that.
No.
You will be. You'll see.
No, hopefully I won't need it.
But what kind of guy?
No, but that's
the question.
Not the point.
What kind of guy do I want?
Well, yes, I mean,
I just want someone that's going to make me laugh and not cheat on me. And if he does cheat on me, like, he needs to tell me about it.
And then
wait,
what? Will you stay with him?
Well, that's bad.
Will you stay with him?
I feel like every guy's a cheater, though.
That's a bad way to go into
wow.
it. That is a bad way to go into
I
it.
I never cheated.
Every guy's a cheater.
I'm sure
no,
he never cheated.
That is
I never
true.
Cheated. Why would you say that?
Because
you've been
guys,
hurt.
You, yeah,
don't
you,
blame all men.
And besides, you go after garbage guys. Excuse
hey.
Me.
Hey. There we go. Hey, mister.
Sure. Well, I do, though. I do go out of trash bags. That's why I'm like, oh, my God, what's on my lip? Sam, what does it look like?
Oh, God, stop
nothing.
It.
Come on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think
don't lie just, to me. What does it look like?
It looks like an anti-dating
okay.
repellent.
There's a little red, but I think you're scratching it or something.
Yeah, it came
yeah,
out of
right
nowhere.
Yeah, right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably from one of those cheating guys. That you're going out with.
Well, yeah, if you gave a blowjob and now you'll regret it, I don't know what to tell you.
I do regret it.
Wow.
I never suck anyone's
because she hasn't got the part, so she didn't get the part, so now she's
oh, no,
it.
Something bit my lip. That's
what?
A bug bite.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it you is. Got like a little.
It's a bug bite.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't freak yourself out.
It's like come a spider on. Bite.
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. We're not going to have to call the ambulance.
You see, but that's the thing. Today it's very scary having
sex. Oh my God! Yes,
I think it's different.
It.
I think it's different than when
this wouldn't happen if I never sucked a wiener.
I think people are more, I don't know, guys and girls in their 20s and so, or I think are a little bit more cautious of their. Like a condom is a normal thing,
right?
Now
right.
even women have them in their purse,
right.
even young women, because it's not like taboo like it used to be back in the like. You know, when I was younger, condoms were just one of those things you never really thought about.
Right.
And I'm really surprised at my age that I didn't.
Right.
Anything.
I know. But we did. We didn't really.
You know what, condoms?
It was more for birth control than anything else. And,
yeah.
And then we'd go, you know what?
I haven't had any scares or anything. That was.
I'll for sure always use condoms, but no one uses condoms when they're doing oral sex. It's
right.
just, it doesn't
that
happen.
That is true.
No.
That is true.
So it's like, yeah, you're protecting your vagina from STDs, but as soon as you suck his dick, what's going to happen?
Well, but it's the same thing with the guy, you know. He uses a condom, and then he goes down, and next thing you know, his lips all swollen. You know?
So what you're saying, this is what it looks like? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, you got a sore throat or something afterwards, and next thing he's got laryngitis, and his head's swelling up, his lips are swelling. You know, who knows what she's got going on down there?
That's true.
You know?
You never know.
Okay, but does this look like a bug bite?
I think it's like eating any food.
It could be. Just look. Let it fester for a while, okay? Let it grow, be into this big, huge, ugly thing, and then you'll go check it out.
That was not there when I woke up this morning. That's the thing.
Well, might be there later on tonight when you go to bed.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. If
after the show, I would probably go to the clinic, just in case.
Really?
Are you just being a dick right now?
Pretty much.
I'm like such a sad. Pretty much. I can't even handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he had.
But I've examined dicks before I suck them. Like,
well, that's what I was going to say. It's a safety tip for guys, is just like you'd eat any food, you should probably sniff it first and make sure that it's a...
And like even for a dick, spoiled. He has like a bumper.
That's true, right? Right, my God.
And if a guy has like a bump or a welt, like you're not getting your wiener sucked.
Right.
He had nothing on his side.
Yeah, you have to. Well, it's just common sense. You don't just like let anything plow into your mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to...
I use the word plow.
Yeah, you got to screen the people, the candidates that go in there.
You got to screen the wieners.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's a good theory on life in general. I think just screen the wieners in a general
sense. Screen the wieners. There you go.
Wow, look at this obsession with the lip.
Yeah, I'm telling you. She's not going to let it go.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, let's move on from the lip.
Yeah.
And so ask you a couple of things. So you're in comedy, too. Have you always liked being funny? And
I think I've always been funny since grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
be like the Joker,
like the class clown.
Yeah, I think what happens, you know, early in life, it depends on what your situation is. I think sometimes people who are funny, who become comedians, when they're early on, they realize, well, if I make them laugh before they can say anything that will, you know, hurt me, like, you know, as little kids would. Like, I can be self-deprecating, or I can make other people laugh. But I also think that not everybody is funny, and it doesn't have to have tragedy in your life to become funny, but I think there's something inherent in the way that you look at life, the way that you perceive daily events, you know, that you find things funny.
Right.
It's just the way you look at it. I will always see the joke in something. Sometimes I have to be careful because I'll say that joke out loud and it probably wasn't appropriate. Where I got in trouble in school. I was in high school and the teacher said I think one of my friends got in trouble and she said, you know, Francisco, you know, you're going to have to stay after class.
Is
kind
that
of
your
thing.
Name?
No, she's talking to the student.
Oh,
my name's Randy. Pay attention.
Earlier
he mentioned it. I'm from the state of Chicago. So
yes, state of Chicago.
She said,
"You know what? Chicago's capital is Illinois."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I honestly probably would have thought that for sure.
She goes, anyway. "Francisco, you have to stay after class." And I just blurted out, "Well, you know what happens then? The shade goes down and the whip comes out."
Right.
And boy, did my teacher not like that. She.
I mean, I wouldn't like that either.
No, and I don't know why. I just thought it was funny, and I got in trouble, and I got detention. So,
really?
So sometimes, yeah. You just,
but
you always see. I always see the joke, and you know, and I think I also look at things. That's kind of one of the reasons of the podcast is the common sense part that I always wanted to bring out there. Because I see that people are losing their shit in the last year or so for no reason whatsoever. And they're not thinking things through. Yeah. They're not logically looking at things.
So you're talking politically?
Well, politically, socially, I think there's some things that, you know, I get really irritated by this knee-jerk comment stuff we get going on the internet.
Uh-huh.
You know, people will read the headline of a story. They won't read the entire story.
Right.
And they'll read the headline and then they'll put a comment on there.
Yeah,
then they'll put this blistering comment about the person in the story. Like, you should die in hell, you whore. And like, you don't even know this person who, you know, maybe had a bad day on the airplane and that's why there was a problem or whatever. And they're so vicious because they just sit in front of their computer trolling, just waiting.
It's a lot of viciousness. Yeah. You're right. That's the word.
People are awful on social media.
Well, they do. And they need your comments. And then you'll find later on, when they investigate the story a little bit more, that what you were thinking was completely wrong. And what, you know what I mean? The person was in the right or whatever. And that just irritates me to no end. And also, this last year or so, speaking of, like, you know, reading things, I've seen a lot of friends post comments on, or stories. I'll repost stories on Facebook, and sometimes they'll be anti-Trump stories, and they don't read the article, though, because they just read the headline, and they like what it says.
Right.
But if you read the article, like, three paragraphs down, there was an example. I remember right after he took office, a friend of mine posted this article that says, Muslim White House worker, Muslim woman, something like that, quit. Only makes it 1 week into the Trump administration. So it made it sound like she got fired for being Muslim and a woman.
Oh, okay.
But if you read the article, she quit because she didn't like President Trump, which is her prerogative. You can quit all you want.
Right. But the headlines are misleading.
Yeah, but her boss even tried to make her stay. She said, you can. The boss said to her, you can probably change more things from the inside than you can from the outside. But the way that the article was structured, but it took you three paragraphs to get down to the bottom where you found out she quit.
Mm.
And so that's what I'm saying.
That's interesting. Like, yeah. I hear you. Well, we're totally out of time, Randy. Tell people how they can find you.
Tomorrow night, media. 6 o'clock, the 30-minute cocktail hour right here.
Don't miss it. Right here, Channel
also,
1, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
And
also at 30mch.com, Facebook 30mch. You can find more information there. You can find all the places to download it, to add your, to subscribe, all that kind of stuff.
Sounds good. Randy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. You're a lot of fun. You're welcome back anytime. I'm sure we still have a lot to talk about.
Sure.
And well, we
you
talk
need
about
to go get some, yeah, you need to get some more rest so your head will start working and you'll get the states
I'm not even
straight.
That tired. I went to bed early last night. I don't know what's, I think it's maybe because I didn't drink any caffeine this morning.
Well, syphilis can affect your brain.
Or herpes or something, but we'll see. At any rate,
wow,
folks, we just made her fucking day.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's because you freaking out, and it just invites some picking on you.
Anyway, take some Advil, some penicillin, you'll be fine.
There you go. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.